Tempero to shut down after safety concerns halt addiction treatment research. Tempero Bio, a venture-backed biotech that sought to transform treatment for substance use disorders, is winding down operations following an earlier serious safety event, according to reporting by Endpoints News. The closure marks another high-profile failure in a therapeutic area that has drawn significant capital but delivered few commercial successes, underscoring the persistent clinical and regulatory risks that continue to plague neuropsychiatry drug development. Details remain limited. Endpoints reported the shutdown on April 23, 2026, confirming the company had experienced a serious safety event prior to the decision to cease operations. The nature of the adverse event, the stage of clinical development where it occurred, and the specific mechanism that triggered the safety signal were not disclosed. Tempero had positioned itself as a developer with ambitions to shake up substance use disorder treatment, though the company's pipeline specifics and capital structure have not been made public. The timing is notable. The closure comes during a period when gene therapy developers are celebrating regulatory wins elsewhere in rare disease. On the same day Tempero's shutdown was reported, the FDA approved Regeneron's Atarmini, the first gene therapy for genetic hearing loss, under an accelerated 61-day review via the National Priority Voucher Program. The contrast is stark, one modality advancing rapidly through regulatory channels for rare genetic conditions, while another company pursuing a high-burden neuropsychiatric indication shutters after a safety event. Why this matters? Substance use disorder remains a massive unmet need with outsized societal costs, yet the sector has become a graveyard for venture capital. Tempero's failure adds to a growing list of clinical stage casualties in addiction medicine, raising fresh questions about target selection, patient heterogeneity, and the risk-adjusted return profile for institutional investors allocating to neuropsychiatry platforms. The substance use disorder capital trap. Substance use disorder represents one of the largest addressable markets in medicine, with overdose deaths and addiction-related healthcare costs running into the hundreds of billions annually in the U.S. alone. Yet the sector has consistently underdelivered for investors. The reasons are structural. Patient retention in clinical trials is poor, endpoints are heterogeneous and difficult to standardize, and regulatory pathways remain uncertain for novel mechanisms. Tempero entered a field where the incumbent standard of care consists largely of behavioral interventions, opioid agonist therapies like methadone and buprenorphine, and alcohol antagonists with modest efficacy. The company's ambition to disrupt this landscape likely involved a novel, pharmacological or biological approach, though without disclosure of its lead asset or mechanism, it is impossible to assess where the safety signal originated. What is clear, the sector's risk profile remains elevated. Investors who underwrote Tempero's vision will now face a total loss, absent any asset sale or intellectual property licensing deals. The company's closure follows a pattern seen across neuropsychiatry, where promising preclinical data and compelling unmet need have repeatedly failed to translate into approvable products. Safety events and the regulatory reckoning. The phrase serious safety event is regulatory shorthand for outcomes that meet FDA thresholds for adverse event reporting, death, life-threatening events, hospitalization, disability, or congenital anomalies. Without specifics on Tempero's case, it is impossible to determine whether the issue was mechanism-related, dose-related, or idiosyncratic to a small patient subset. What the closure does reveal is the board's and management's assessment that the path forward was no longer viable, either clinically or financially. In the current capital environment, biotechs facing serious safety signals have limited options: pivot the pipeline if other assets exist, attempt to modify dosing or patient selection, or shut down and return remaining capital to shareholders. Tempero chose the latter. The decision contrasts with the FDA's willingness to accelerate approvals for therapies addressing clear genetic etiologies and objective endpoints. Regeneron's Atarmini achieved a 61-day BLA approval, tied for the fastest in modern FDA history, because the clinical data were unambiguous and the patient population well-defined. Dr. Marty Makary, FDA Commissioner, emphasized the agency's ability to review complex submissions rapidly when the science is sound. Substance use disorder, by contrast, involves polygenic risk, environmental triggers, and behavioral components that defy simple biomarker-driven development. Follow the money. Where addiction capital flows now, institutional capital has not abandoned substance use disorder entirely, but allocators have become more selective. The focus has shifted toward platform approaches with multi-asset pipelines, digital therapeutics with lower development costs and regulatory burdens, and repurposing strategies for drugs with established safety profiles. Tempero's backers, whose identities and investment amounts have not been disclosed, will now join the ranks of limited partners who have absorbed losses in neuropsychiatry. The sector's track record has made Series B and C financings increasingly difficult for single-asset addiction companies. Crossover investors and late-stage growth funds have pulled back, preferring oncology, rare disease, and metabolic platforms where clinical predictability is higher. The contrast with gene therapy economics is instructive. Regeneron announced it would provide Atarmeni free to any child who needs it, a bold pricing strategy designed to avoid the commercial failures that have plagued multi-million-dollar gene therapies. Dr. George Yancopoulos, Regeneron's chief scientific officer, explained the company wanted the treatment to reach its full potential and help as many people as possible. The move reflects a recognition that even breakthrough therapies face market access barriers, but also signals Regeneron's confidence in using the approval as a platform demonstration for future products. Substance use disorder biotechs face the opposite challenge. Even if a drug reaches approval, reimbursement is uncertain, patient adherence is low, and competing with generic medications or off-label use of existing agents compresses margin potential. Tempero's investors likely underwrote the company with a blockbuster exit scenario in mind, but the safety event eliminated that path entirely. The Plaquemine view Tempero's closure is not an isolated event, but a data point in a broader pattern. Neuropsychiatry development remains a venture capital value trap, and institutional allocators should treat the sector with heightened skepticism absent structural changes to trial design and regulatory engagement. Our thesis, the substance use disorder opportunity will eventually be captured, but not by small, single-asset biotechs pursuing novel mechanisms with binary clinical risk. The winners will be large pharma repurposing existing molecules, digital health platforms with lower capital intensity, or companies that pair pharmacology with integrated care delivery models that address adherence and access. Tempero's ambition to shake up treatment was laudable, but ambition without de-risk development is a recipe for capital destruction. The timing of the shutdown alongside Atarmeni's approval highlights a critical divergence in biopharma. Rare disease gene therapy is entering an era of regulatory acceleration and streamlined approval pathways, while neuropsychiatry remains mired in clinical complexity and uncertain endpoints. The FDA's National Priority Voucher Program, which enabled Atarmeni's 61-day review, exemplifies how the agency can move quickly when the science is clear. No equivalent fast track exists for addiction medicine, where patient heterogeneity and subjective endpoints make regulatory conversations slower and outcomes less predictable. For institutional investors, the lesson is straightforward: avoid early-stage neuropsychiatry unless the sponsor has a diversified pipeline, deep cash reserves to survive setbacks, and a clear regulatory strategy informed by prior agency interactions. Tempero had none of these, and the result was predictable. The secondary implication, substance use disorder will remain a public health crisis without a corresponding private capital solution until endpoints are standardized, biomarkers are validated, and regulatory pathways are clarified. Until then, the sector will continue to attract mission-driven capital and destroy it with regularity. Allocators seeking asymmetric returns should look elsewhere. The bottom line: Tempero Bio shutdown is a cautionary tale for any investor considering neuropsychiatry exposure. The company entered a high-need, low-success sector, encountered a serious safety event, and made the rational decision to wind down rather than pursue a statistically unlikely recovery. The capital invested is gone, and the therapeutic gap remains. The sector needs fewer Temperos and more pragmatic, capital-efficient approaches. Until drug developers and investors acknowledge the structural barriers in addiction medicine and adjust strategies accordingly, we will continue to see venture dollars incinerated in pursuit of breakthroughs that never materialize. The contrast with gene therapy's rapid progress is a reminder: in biopharma, not all unmet needs are created equal, and some are better left to public health interventions than private capital deployment. For limited partners evaluating manager exposure to neuropsychiatry, the question is simple: does the portfolio company have multiple shots on goal, or is it a single asset bet in a historically unforgiving category? If the latter, the expected value is zero, and Tempero just proved it again.